Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harold Adamson, Lud Gluskin, and Lou Brown, have a vocabulary lesson, and listen to this past week in recording history. We haven't had one in a while, so as a public service this evening, we're going to have a vocabulary lesson. The word for today is mendicant, M-E-N-D-I-C-A-N-T. Mendicant is from the Latin mendicans, meaning begging, and most often refers to religious followers, such as friars, who rely exclusively on charity to survive, but it can also simply mean a beggar. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about mendicants, beginning with Boyd Center and his Centipedes.
Life isn't ever a joke, dear. Too hearts that are empty and bare. I could be happy though broke here with you beside me to care. A humble nest, a shack in the lane, with you would be a castle in Spain. I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra, credited on the label of that May 28, 1929 Columbia recording as Sonny Greer and His Memphis Men and Beggar's Blues. Sonny Greer played drums in the band, Duke Ellington was on piano, and Beggar's Blues was written by saxophone player Johnny Hodges and clarinetist Barney Bigard. Before that, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble, June 22, 1931, and I'd Rather Be a Beggar With You. That was recorded in the small Queen's Hall in London just before the Gramophone Company moved into their Abbey Road studios in a huge converted Victorian mansion originally built in 1831. I'd Rather Be a Beggar With You was written by Perry King and was also recorded about a year later by Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers. We began that mendicant set of songs with Boyd Center, S-E-N-T-E-R, and his Centerpedes, and a Boyd Center composition, Rich Man, Poor Man, Beggar Man, Thief. That was recorded February 6, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, December 10th, marked the birth in 1906 in Greenville, New Jersey, of lyricist Harold Adamson. He grew up in New York City and went to the University of Kansas and Harvard University, where he wrote sketches and lyrics for the Hasty Pudding shows. After graduating, he pursued songwriting as a career, and by the early 30s he had contributed to Broadway shows including Smiles, Earl Carroll's Vanities, and The Third Little Show. In 1933, he signed a contract with MGM and moved to Hollywood, where he spent the remainder of his career writing for movies. He collaborated with composers Burton Lane, Jimmy McHugh, Walter Donaldson, Victor Young, Duke Ellington, and others, including Mack Gordon and Vincent Humans, with whom he wrote Time on My Hands. He also wrote scores, title songs, and miscellaneous songs for non-musical movies. He died in Beverly Hills, California on August 17, 1980. Here are three from the pen of Harold Adamson.
The more I'm with you, the more I can see my love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing I can call my own. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all. Life, my own.
I've been kissed, but this never happened before. You're the thrill I've always missed, for this never happened before. Till we met, I never knew the moon was so easy to reach. Till we met, a sky of blue was only a figure of speech. Love to me was all in fun, for my heart could never be true. I had eyes for everyone, and now I see no one but you. In your arms I find a world I'm almost afraid to explore. Darling, I can only say that this never happened before.
A kiss, a moment's bliss, and hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it thrills. It's old as the hills, but it's new to me. Everything's been done before. The birds that sing a song of spring were always singing above me. And yet with you, their singing is something that's new to me. Life is strange. We hate to change from what is tried and true. Though I know I'm only doing what the others do, still it all seems new. Everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. So when I'm with you, I just want to do what's been done before.
Haven't heard from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in a while, but there they were, with brother Carmen Lombardo providing the vocal on Everything's Been Done Before from March 1, 1935. Everything's Been Done Before was composed by Jack King, and Harold Adamson and Edwin Knopf wrote the lyrics. It was sung in the 1935 Gene Harlow picture Reckless by Alan Jones, who that same year played the hero Ricardo Baroni in The Marx Brothers and Night at the Opera. Before that, despite Carmen Lombardo insisting everything's been done before, Neil Buckley sang This Never Happened Before, a Harold Adamson-Jimmy McHugh collaboration played there by Don Bester and his orchestra on October 21, 1937. We began our tribute to Harold Adamson with Harold Adamson and Burton Lane's Everything I Have Is Yours, sung there on December 29, 1933 by Gene Austin.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Today, December 16th, marks the birth in 1896 in New York City of Ludwig Elias Gluskin, better known as Lud Gluskin. While in high school, he formed a drum and piano vocal combo with Jimmy Durante, and they became lifelong friends. During World War I, Gluskin was stationed in France, and upon his return to the U.S., he became a professional musician, playing drums in one of Paul Whiteman's bands. In 1924, the band traveled to England, and after the engagement, Gluskin moved to Paris, where he joined Belgian alto sax player Paul Gasson's band, and in October, the band made Austria's first jazz recordings. Over the next 6 years or so, Lud Gluskin was one of the most successful American musicians to work in Europe, and his ensemble played at some of the leading French and German entertainment venues. In addition to about 450 recordings for several different companies, the band was also featured in movies and worked for film studios and on radio. Toward the end of 1933, there was a lack of work in Paris, and since Gluskin was Jewish, work in Germany was no longer possible. He looked in Holland and England, but wound up disbanding and returning to New York, where he formed a new band called the Continental Orchestra. In 1937, he became musical director for CBS on the West Coast and led a studio band. During World War II, he had his own radio program, and his band continued to work into the 1960s. He retired from CBS in 1976 and died on October 13, 1989, in Palm Springs, California, at age 90. Here's Lud Gluskin.
And the hawks at them. Preacher grabbing all his grip. Mona, you shall be free. Mona, Mona, you shall be free. When the good Lord sets you free. Thank you.
and skies to blue. Then the sun crept from his golden nest to shine with interest on me and you. Birds in the air planned an affair, they sang so sweet, just to imply that you and I were meant to meet. Sunny skies have turned from cloudy skies, that love light in your eyes turned skies to blue.
Hot Stuff, with solos by Spencer Clark on bass sax and Emil Christian on trombone. That was Lud Gluskin and his orchestra recording for Deutsche Grammophon around December 2nd, 1929, and I Want to Go Places and Do Things, composed by Richard Whiting for the film Close Harmony. Lud Gluskin played drums in a group called Paul Gasson and his versatile orchestra, so when he formed his own band, which included members of that band, he named it Lud Gluskin and his Versatile Juniors. And we heard them with Sunny Skies, recorded in Paris on April 10th, 1928. The vocalist was John Thorne, and the label of that perfect 78 credits Myers Dance Orchestra. We began our little tribute to Lud Gluskin with Lud Gluskin and his orchestra and Oh Mona, written by Ted Weems and Country Washburn. The vocalist on that May 4, 1932 Pathé recording made in Paris was Freddie Johnson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio and Warkworth Radio, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, December 10th, marked the birth in 1893 in Odessa, Russia, of Lou Brown, born Louis Brownstein. The family emigrated to the U.S. in 1898 and settled in New York, where Lou attended DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx. While still in his teens, he began writing parodies of popular songs and eventually wrote original lyrics. His first songwriting partner was Albert von Tilzer, who was already an established composer, and their first hit came in 1912 with I'm the Lonesomest Gal in Town. In 1922, Brown met composer Ray Henderson, and their first hit together was Georgette, introduced in the Greenwich Village Follies of 1922. In 1925, Brown and Henderson were joined by lyricist Buddy De Silva, becoming one of the most influential and popular songwriting and publishing teams in Tin Pan Alley. Brown collaborated with other composers, including Con Conrad, Mo Jaffe, Sidney Clare, Harry Warren, Cliff Friend, Harry Axe, Jay Gorney, Louis Alter, and Harold Arlen. In 1937, with composer Sammy Fain, he wrote That Old Feeling. In 1939, Yokel Boy opened on Broadway with the book by Lou Brown and lyrics by Lou Brown and Charlie Tobias. Songs from the show, which Brown also produced and directed, included Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me and the Beer Barrel Polka. Lou Brown died in New York City on February 5, 1958. Here are three from the pen of Lou Brown.
Thank you. wondering where and how you are tonight. Not one word have I heard. And if you think of me, why don't you write? Oh dear, how I need one sweet letter from you. You know how I'd read one sweet letter from you. You know that you left me distracted and blue, and I just keep on singing, oh, what'll I do, what'll I do? Here's what to do, even though you never crave me. Please make up a lie, just say that you cry. It might save me. Oh, you know I'll keep praying the whole day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you. Mailman rings, then he sings, got some letters for you. Here's what he brings. Mail from the baker, my dressmaker, a note from the landlord, too. In fact, I get letters from most everybody, but never a single line from you. You know it's not fair, for if you don't care for me dearly, for God's sake, just drop a line, if only signed, yours sincerely. Oh, you know I'm just praying, praying, praying the whole day through, hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you. Ooh.
Thank you.
Well, there you have three from Lou Brown, and not one with Buddy De Silva or Ray Henderson. We just heard the Savoy Havana Band, directed by DeBroy Summers, and Last Night on the Back Porch. Ramon Newton sang the Lou Brown lyrics to Carl Schrobstadter's tune on November 23, 1923. Before that, it was Ethel Waters from a Columbia test pressing made October 14, 1927, and One Sweet Letter from You, a Lou Brown, Harry Warren, Sidney Clare collaboration. We began our tribute to Lou Brown with Red Sanders and his orchestra, possibly a pseudonym for Red Nichols, who was in the band, and What Could Be Sweeter Than You, written by Lou Brown and Cliff Friend. The vocalist on that September 21, 1925 Jeanette recording was James Teal.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Golden Gate Orchestra.
Thank you.
ain't right as confession of imaginative expression. Music will make you dream while you're dreaming's mine. Imagine that you're king or queen. Make your life worthwhile. I imagined I was rich, and then I did receive a little cottage full of bliss in a land of make-believe. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe, make-believe. I dream that I'm in love, and that some sunny day the one I'm dreaming of will find a path my way. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe, make-believe. Love is imagination, imagination is love. Dream, dream, dream and dream. Strife is such temptation, temptation leads to ruin. Temptation, ruination, desperation, but no love. A man who doesn't dream is like a ship without a stern. No matter how you ski, you can never make a turn. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe. Love is imagination, imagination is love. Dream, dream, dream and dream. Strife is such temptation, temptation leads to ruin. Temptation, ruination, desperation, but no love. A man who doesn't dream is like a ship without a stern. No matter how you scheme, you can never make a turn. My only inspiration is just imagination and make-believe.
Thank you.
We had a couple of sweet songs in the last set, and we began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Golden Gate Orchestra, the California Ramblers when recording for Edison, and Along Came Sweetness. That Edison Diamond disc was recorded December 14, 1928. Next, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and Imagination. The vocal on that December 13, 1932 Victor recording was by the Sterling Russell Trio, consisting of Sterling Russell, Hamilton Stewart, and Clifton Armstrong. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and O Mabel from December 11, 1924. O Mabel was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.